Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, no other way to live, brothers and sisters, but to praise our Savior Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. And we're coming from the book of Judges, chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website, feelthefire.com at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. That's 323-870-4180. But if you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, on my website, feelthefire.com, or by following the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can do that by texting the message MM to phone number 33222. That's MM, and the recipient phone number is 33222. Well, all of that information and everything else you need to know about me, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests and your testimonies, is available on my website at feelthefire.com. That is FeelDFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Judges, chapter 7, verses 1 through 7, reading from the KJV. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people, pay attention to this number, 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I shall say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people into the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water, were their last verse. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, glory, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. and let all the other people go every man unto his place. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Quality over quantity. Everything that glitters ain't gold. And salt looks just like sugar when viewed from a distance. You see, the value of anything or of any person or any situation is always more important than just the amount of it. In the book of Judges 7, verses 1 through 7 that I just read unto you, we were discussing the biblical record of Gideon. And the Lord had called Gideon to go out to fight against the enemies of the Israelites. And Gideon had with him 32,000 men. But the Lord said to Gideon, "That's too many. You have 32,000 men, but for me to give the victory unto your hands, for me to give the battle unto you, I need you to come in and purge out some of these people. That's too many, because what they will do is they will say, I brought forth this victory," meaning I as the soldiers, not the Lord, we came together, and what we have accomplished has been because of our own strength, our own hands, our own strategy. Quality over quantity. So the Lord said to Gideon, look, just let's be real here. Let's just keep it 100. Just go to the people and tell them, whoever is afraid and really doesn't want to fight this fight, I release you right now without punishment to go home. 22,000 people left. That left Gideon with 10,000. Surely this would be the right number. But then the Lord said unto Gideon again, you still have too many people for me to bring about the victory. So I need for you to do another test. I want you to take these 10,000 people down to the water and let them drink. Now, everyone who bows down to drink, in other words, their faces are down toward the water, which means that they are not astute. They are not alert. They're not really looking out for the enemy. They're not prepared, in other words. We're going to set them on one side. And then the others who they drink the water, but in such a way as they're still alert, they're still looking upward, I want you to set them on another side. And Gideon did so. And when he finished, there were only 300 men remaining of the original 32,000. And that's when the Lord said, yes, 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 now you have the right number. Now I can do for you what I started out to do, because now, Gideon, you have quantity, you have quality, I mean, over quantity. Isn't this a good word today, brothers and sisters? You see, so many times in life, caught up and the amount of things, or the look of things, or the number of things. You know, we get caught up in making sure that we have the correct brand names. We get caught up in making sure that we have the correct zip code. We get caught up in making sure we got the correct number of followers on Facebook or on Twitter. It's always about the numbers. It's always about the quantity. It's always about how things look. It's always about the appearance of things. But you see, everything that looks good isn't good. Everybody who looks like they're for you, they're not for you. Having a million followers on Twitter or 5,000 followers on Facebook, that's great. But when you allow that to become the focus of your life, then that's an issue, because out of those 5,000 followers, you may only know 50 people. And out of those 50, only 30 may really know you. And out of those 30, only 20 may be for you. And out of those 20, only 10 may really be on your side. Do you understand the significance of quality over quantity? In the mate that you choose, the man or woman, make sure you get quality over quantity. It's great they drive a Maserati. It's great if they in a Bugatti. It's great if they live in the most expensive home. But if they got all of that and they treat you like a dog, cheat on you, call your names, curse you out, they're unfaithful, they have no time for you, what good is the quantity of them, the quantity of their dollars, the quantity of what they have when there's no quality in your relationship? If you are on the job and everything looks great, but you hate to get up to go to work in the morning, you hate to even walk in the door, what good is all of that when you have no peace? Quality over quantity. What good is it to have a church full of members when all they do is gossip and backbite? No one will give, no one will tithe, no one will minister, no one will do outreach, no one will love the saints. What good is it? Everything that glitters ain't gold. Make sure you begin to measure the people in your life by the quality of them. Do they enhance your life? And this doesn't mean that they have to be yes men or yes women, always telling you what makes you feel good, but do they sharpen you? And what about the quality of you? The quality of your education, the quality of your purpose, the quality of your destiny, the quality of how you carry yourself. Are you a quality person? There's nothing wrong with having nice things. I love them. I have a shoe fetish. I love shoes. But I still got to make sure that that doesn't become the measure of me. Quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. Quality even in your relationship with the Lord. Quality time with Him. Quality time in praise and worship. Quality time in living a Christian life. Anybody can have a lot of anything, but everybody can't have the quality of it. Everybody can't have what matters. Will you be a person who decides to have quality over quantity? Hallelujah. Our time is almost run. Let's go into prayer. Come on and praise the Lord right now. Say, I will have quality over quantity. Say, I choose quality today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We praise you for this mighty word today. Quality over quantity. Father, help us not to get so caught up in the look of things. Help us not to get so caught up in the illusion and the facade of things that we settle for less in our lives. We settle for less in our relationships, in our marriages, in our jobs, in our careers. We settle for less in our own mind. We settle for less in our own purpose and destinies. We settle for less in our own strategies and finances and health. We settle for less in our own churches. We settle for less in our own children. We settle for less in our own ministries because we're so caught up on putting forward a fake front. How things look than the actual quality of what's going on in our lives. Help us, Father, not to be so caught up in being counterfeit that we lose the importance of being legitimate. Quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. Give us discernment, Father, to separate the glitter from the gold, to separate the salt from the sugar, and to remove from our lives, our vision, our dreams, our purpose. Things that are just quantity distractions. They're just part of the 32,000 who are afraid, or the 10,000 who are not alert. And help us to get down to the 300 that will really go into battle with us. Quality over quantity. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening right now. Ask you to move in their lives in mighty ways. Open doors. Father, come in and do new things. Do miracles. Have your way in them right now. You know their needs, Father. Bless them. You know their needs, Father. Bless them right now. You know what they need. You know what they need. And nothing is impossible for you. Bless them going in and bless them going out. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. To take them to a place of quality over quantity. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Come on and praise him. Say, I choose quality today. Say it again, I choose quality. Let me give you the altar call, and then we'll end with our task for today. For anyone listening who is not saved, or if you're backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. I repent, and I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him today. Come on and praise him today, saints. Come on and praise him for the new saints. Quality over quantity. I encourage everyone to make sure you're in church. Make sure you're in Sunday school. Make sure you're in Bible study. Make sure you don't miss morning motivation, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and that you join the family of following the podcast by texting MM to 33222. Now, our topic for today is quality over quantity. Your task for today is to do a test like Gideon and evaluate everything about your life. And where there's quantity without quality, I need you to make modifications. Live a quality life. Nobody will value you as much as you do. I love you. See you in the morning. Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's alright to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you wanna get what you never